CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. India, the large and complicated democracy of India, and one man in particular, Rahul Gandhi, the former leader of the Congress Party. Now, I learned from Sadanand Dume of the Wall Street Journal editorial page. Sadanand, a good evening to you. From your column, I hesitate. Does Rahul Gandhi have a title or a weight that he used to use? What is his status right now? Good evening to you.
Very good evening to you, John. Rahul Gandhi stepped down as president of the Congress Party in 2019 after the Congress lost the last election quite badly to the BJP. But he still remains an influential figure in the party, and in many ways, in many cases, he calls the shots. For the last 3 years, his mother has served as interim president. That's a pretty long period to be in an interim position. And so effectively, the party has not chosen a successor to Rahul Gandhi. And because there is no successor, it's just his mother who has stepped in as the interim president. He remains a very powerful figure within the party.
And as a powerful figure, he represents a party that used to dominate the conversation 20 years ago. I'm not going to ask what happened, but I am looking at these statistics you provide. As recently as what the last time Congress did well, it had 206 seats out of the 543. This is 9 years ago. It now has 53. Where did they all go? Did they comment when they left the party?
They basically are not able to win elections. And so seats that used to be won by Congress Party candidates, this is a Westminster-style system, it's a parliamentary democracy, many of them are now won by BJP candidates. And so in head-to-head contests between the BJP and the Congress, the BJP has a success rate of something like 90% or higher. The Congress is simply unable to compete with the BJP. And one of the important reasons for that is that Rahul Gandhi, who is the star campaigner of the Congress and its most visible face, and in many ways the person who sets the tone for the party and conceptualizes its strategy, is simply incompetent. He is a person who does not, to put it mildly, understand politics, does not have a natural, the gift of politics. And in a normal democracy, John, as we know, politicians who can't win votes are pretty much forgotten pretty fast. But in India, because the Congress Party is a dynastic party, he just lingers on.
He lingers on with a very famous family, the Nehru Gandhi family. Is his leadership in the party because of his birth and not because of his competence? Did he get that role because he was born to it?
Absolutely, 100%. Now, the family has been extremely influential in Indian politics for about 100 years. Rahul Gandhi's great-grandfather, Jawaharlal Nehru, was India's first prime minister. His grandmother, Indira Gandhi, was prime minister from the mid-60s to the mid-80s for most of that period. His father was a prime minister in the mid-80s, Rajiv Gandhi. And his mother, Sonia Gandhi, has been president of the Congress Party, in fact, the longest-serving president of the Congress Party, though she was not prime minister. And, you know, this has just been going on for a long time. And for the longest time, the Congress really didn't feel a need to change this. They still are unable to, because they figured that it didn't matter, because a Gandhi family person was a unifying figure for various provincial politicians and other politicians, and voters didn't seem to mind. The problem they have is that voters do mind now, and voters in particular are unimpressed with Rahul Gandhi, and so the party is in free fall.
Does Rahul Gandhi have a theme that he speaks of each time he's in public?
So he has a couple of themes. Many of them have fallen flat with the public. I mean, one thing that he's been talking about for many years now is the idea of two Indias, the India of the rich and the India of the poor. And the problem here is that he speaks of the India of the poor as abject and as facing injustice, and does not see that the India of the poor is also aspirational. And so politicians who speak to that aspiration and say that, well, here, I know that you may not have the best life, but I'm going to give you a better life, and I'm going to give your children a better life, a chance to go to a better school, maybe a chance to have clean water in your home, maybe a chance to move from using firewood for cooking to using gas to cook. But Rahul Gandhi doesn't sort of see that. He seems to sort of view the poor as, you know, museum pieces, and the poor are rejecting him roundly.
You write that the local elections, five states that voted this year, they lost in the Congress Party lost in all of them. Is there any member of the Congress Party who can challenge Rahul Gandhi, or is it all a museum case now?
Ironically, the only person who could challenge him internally is his sister. Now, she is about a year younger than him, and she has, again, not been very successful, but the difference is she has not been tested yet. So with Rahul Gandhi, you have a politician who has been tried repeatedly and found wanting. He has led the party to two disastrous national elections. There's no evidence that his sister will do better, but she hasn't really been tried to the same extent. So some people say that she has better political skills than her brother, and it's possible that they will try her next.
Narendra Modi, the prime minister, is a very skillful politician. Is some of the failure of Congress Party due to just the fact that Modi knows what he's doing?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they don't know how to deal with an opposition like a leader like Modi, who is a self-made man and who came from a very modest background, didn't have, his father wasn't anybody. He didn't have anybody in politics helping him along the way. And he's a very powerful orator, and he's captured the imagination of the country. And the Nehru Gandhi family, which has dominated Indian politics for most of the past 70 years, simply doesn't know how to deal with that.
Once we had a conversation about corruption, which is commonplace around the world, I understand, in democracies, but the Congress Party was accused of a level of corruption that was out in the open. Is that now true of the BJP as well?
Well, you know, the way it works in places like India, you know, there's the question of corruption, and then there's the question of the perception of corruption. And what matters to voters most is the government perceived as corrupt? And there were these major scandals that broke the last time the Congress was in power, between 2009 and 2014. And they were just like horrendous scandals. Like, they were auctioning 2G spectrum. They involved apartments for war widows. They involved the Commonwealth Games, which were held in New Delhi, and there was just, you know, the most blatant kind of padding of contracts and corruption going on, and that really hurt Congress. Now, the BJP has avoided those kinds of public scandals. BJP critics will point out that the system remains quite corrupt, particularly the system of gathering funds for political parties. But the BJP has managed so far to avoid any whiff of scandal in public, any major scandal. And the critics would say that's partly because the BJP controls much of the media. BJP supporters would say that they are running a clean government or a much cleaner government. But at any rate, in terms of the way the public views it, Modi is seen as a clean and incorruptible figure. He is not married. He does not have children. In Indian politics, very often the source of corruption is children. They either get involved in dodgy business dealings, or parents are seen as promoting their children's political interests. And because Modi doesn't have family, he is sort of seen as this ascetic figure who is above the fray and not interested in wealth accumulation.
Sadanand Dume of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, writing his column about Rahul Gandhi, who is the non-leader of a party that might be history. Congress Party, once upon a time, all powerful. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.